butterfly effect. Do you remember the first time that you hit me? A left out plate triggered it off. A little domino falling, culminating in a quick sting. A piece of fresh fruit, soft and velvety, now bruised. The sweetness of taste, a little bitter now and prone to take rot. I cried and phoned Mum. She served up some lines taken out of the jar labelled coping. But you were so high on a pedestal, built up from dust, brought in from some old places, bedrooms filled with pink, and wishes for towers of ivory, a child vacuum pulling for a touch, that I couldn't see your faults up close. This tower was cracked, a dud egg in a box, yet inside I was deprived of that sight. So when you said, I only did it to teach you, I actually thanked you. Like the fool, I danced around in bells, trying to keep you with a smile. I gave you flowers and songs, false grunts and perfect poses. I gave you the benefit of the doubt so many times that the doubt began to change. A caterpillar, my heart, young and hungry, ate up your blame and your childhood rages. I consumed them for you. The memory of those bullies who chased you at school, put you in a ring made from bags and scuffed knees, beat you in formation, like a ritual each day, and you kept it secret, like you'd soiled yourself and were too scared to say. So my pity, a magnet, held me to you, tin man, devoid of something vital. I took your life's lines, wove the threads of them into a cocoon. I bound up my mouth, and trapped words went bad. A compost formed, ripe for some growth. And so I festered and melted all down, went back to a primordial soup made of hugs and a lullaby hush. What a wonder it was to find that I'd grown wings, fragile membranes, new and quite raw. I struggled myself loose, bore out of my bindings, and I found a window then and let them unfurl. I flew out of the tower, your princess, no more. So now looking back at the arc of my days, seeing how a proverb breathes, as closed doors do reveal ones that open, I can thank you, quietly, almost under my breath, for what to the world looked like a caterpillar, was to the caterpillar, butterfly.
I danced with my friends last night, wild Celtic women, our faces alight with the joy of our bodies, unfettered responses to this tribal fusion, Afro and Celt, an outburst of freedom, pure and heartfelt.
So this is a poem I wrote ages ago, actually. It's called The Weed. I was never as pure as the lily, never as sweet as the rose. I was a thing that strangled up, an ugly, dirty bit of scrub that suffocated buttercups and muscled in on marigolds. Unlike the lily, I toiled, and unlike the rose, I did not bud. I was a thing that clambered, climbed, a filthy root that grew in slime. On daisy heads and daffs I dined, and through my roots I ate up mud. The lily wears an elegant gown, the rose wears elaborate garb. I was a thin and dirty child, but now I'm fat and strong and wild. Whole families of flowers have been defiled by my poison barbs. The lily cries sweetly for mercy, the rose bends her soft head and begs. But I am a thing without feeling or fears. They fall on deaf ears as I squeeze dry their tears and drink their sweet sap to the dregs.
This hearth's a magic invitation. Body memory feels elemental forces, igniting nerve endings, zinging the senses alert, gathering for shamanic ritual, offering to source. healing the earth, healing myself. Celebrations, energy, healing the earth, healing myself. Dancing and singing, drumming and thinking. Healing the earth, healing myself. Nurture, desire, strength, commitment and boundaries. Anointed with boggy earth blood blessing, hedonistic bodies crackle and moan in the trees and in the tents. Base chakra sinks and opens, yogic lubrication attunes muscles to dance the soul of Nia. Shoulder spiral concentrates Aikido chi. Sinkholing powerful vibrations into radial wand, allowing hands to sculpt and mold, enfold raw elemental offerings, returning to source. Healing the earth, healing myself, dancing with intent. Healing the earth, healing myself, fingers with focus flowing. Healing the earth, healing myself, nurture, desire, strength, commitment and boundaries.
National Botanic Garden, and I went and saw it, and it was a bloody ugly thing, huge, massive, monstrous, grey, looked like a big bulging head. But when it bloomed, it was beautiful, it was amazing. It had these lovely golden cups, and they were full of nectar, and you can drink them, humans can drink them, animals can drink them, and it kind of gives you a high. So this is a poem about that plant. It's called a Puya plant, which is kind of a horrible name as well for this thing. It only blooms every 10 years. So that was in April this year. And this is a poem for the Puya. Puya, they call you, the words sticky in their mouths. You prickle the roof of the glass house, unsettle the groups of visiting classes. Like a nettle, your leaves are sting sharp, laced with thorns. Cruel, they remark. Your taste is for animal flesh, which they hook, pull in and starve to death. Their blood is your food, your bed more wet with this than dew. From the Andes to Llanarthni you came, a monster baby in a way, 8 feet tall and closer to a mutant than a flower, towering above the others, a giant in the nursery. Cursed to slowness, reliant on your new owners, still you grew, your brontosaurus neck too thick for them to prune, a Chilean imposter that loomed above its human masters. But now, a decade later, you're in bud, about to blossom. Your body is round and fulsome as a woman's. Crowds come to marvel, wondering at your beauty. Eyes hunger for your form. Cameras snap and looks are thrown, but sweeter than before. You ignore them, take no note. Your name now sweet as nectar in every thirsting throat.